Well, switching gears entirely now to the world of fairy tales.
You want a child? A violent desire such as yours can only be satisfied with violence.
Please, do not agitate yourself over a future none of us can predict.
That's from the just-released film The Tale of Tales. Not for kids, we recommend. The film is based on some of the earliest versions of fairy tales, back even before the Brothers Grimm and Charles Perrault. They're by Giambattista Basile. He's the Neapolitan poet whose version of Cinderella was first published in 1634. It's the first European version of that story ever written. Now, few people may have heard of Basile, but Nancy Canepa, associate professor of French and Italian at Dartmouth, is seeking to change that. She's written a new English translation of Basile's collection, also called The Tale of Tales. And when we sat down recently, I asked her to tell us a bit about Giambattista Basile and who exactly he was.
He was a courtier from kind of a middle-class Neapolitan family of musicians and courtiers. His sister Adriana was a famous opera virtuoso of the day. And he, in his work as a courtier, served at many courts in Italy and even outside of Italy. Later in his life, he had some feudal positions as governor, administrator in areas of the south of Italy. And throughout his many travels, it seems that he became an avid collector of folkloric material that he then transformed into this tale of tales.
Well, tell us a little bit about his version, or I should say his being the first European version of Cinderella. Just briefly, how does it differ from the ones we know?
Well, I think we're used to thinking of Cinderella, the character Cinderella, as kind of a model of female virtue. She's sometimes depicted as kind of passive. Perrault, for example, describes her as a girl whose gentleness and goodness were without parallel. The Grimms as a good and pious girl. Basile's Cinderella, or Zezzola, as she's called at the beginning of the tale, is quite different. She's not passive at all. She's not virtuous at all. She actually kills off her first stepmother in order to get her father to marry her sewing teacher, who becomes her second stepmother.
Okay.
So she's very active in constructing her own destiny and getting what she wants in what is really a dog-eat-dog world.
Wow.
of Basile's tales in general, not only this tale.
So why is it that Basile's work isn't better known? I mean, is it in part because he was writing in Neapolitan?
Yes, it was in part because of that, absolutely. Although there were translations into Italian, actually other dialects of Italy, and then later other European languages in the 18th and then in the 19th centuries. But though that was a factor, I think even more of a factor was the fact that Basile did not write his tales for children.
Uh-huh.
They were tales written for very sophisticated and literate court audiences, just as in Perrault's time, the tales written by him and by a whole group of women writers who were penning fairy tales at the same time were written really as salon tales to be told and discussed in the context of, again, very elite literary circles.
Well, what does that tell us then about life in the 17th century Neapolitan court then? Because some of these stories are like, they're pretty horrific, to be honest.
Yeah, I think it tells us that it really was a dog-eat-dog, pretty ruthless world where you had to always have your wits about you and sometimes go to any means at your disposal in order to get what you needed and wanted.
Well, what is it that made you fall in love with these versions of these stories, or Basile in more specifically?
Well, it is in part this kind of weirdness, the quirkiness, the fact that, you know, Cinderella, the Cinderella cat is the name of his tale, is so familiar. It is the Cinderella tale, but yet things play out so differently in it than the better known versions. That the language is incredibly, well, it's incredibly Baroque, flowery. That is the period that he was writing in, the Baroque period. Basile has descriptions of, you know, beautiful princesses or lists of insults that go on for half a page. And I mean, you have to have a taste for that.
That's very Italian to me.
Yes. But it's actually quite delightful.
Well, I am so pleased that you've introduced us to a writer of tales that we should have heard about before but hadn't. Nancy Canepa is an associate professor of French and Italian at Dartmouth, and she's written an English translation of Giambattista Basile's fairy tale collection, The Tale of Tales. Thank you so much for joining us today.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you.